Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord blessed Abraham with a son of promise when both he and Sarah were well on in years, and it was through Isaac that the Lord would bring the son of promise into the world. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Herein the Lord demonstrated to him that it was not through his own power that redemption would come in the earth, but that the Lord would provide himself an offering. Isaac, too, rejoiced as he was given a son, Jacob, whom the Lord loved, and to whom was the birthright bestowed. Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servants' sakes, that I may not destroy them all. And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob, and out of Judah an inheritor of my mountains, and mine elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. Jacob rejoiced as he blessed Judah, saying, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be, binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Joseph rejoiced in the same promise which the Lord gave to Abraham, even though he lived his whole life amongst the pagan darkness of Egypt. For as he was dying, he took an oath of his brethren. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you, and bring you out of this land into a land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. He did not want to be left behind. Moses rejoiced in that same promise, as he surveyed the land of promise from Pisgah's lofty height. Though he was not able to enter into that land of promise, for by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Yet his eye was turned to look upon him with anticipation, who had faithfully led them through the wilderness, and who he expected would guide them to the end. David, a man after God's own heart, sinned greatly on many occasions, yet no one could rival his rejoicing in the Lord's promise. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. This is the expectation of the saints in all ages, even as Simeon, who waited for the consolation of Israel, and was blessed to hold the Christ child in his arms. Then he took him up in his arms and blessed the Lord, and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They all clearly longed to see him, but none of those Old Testament saints were given that privilege, with the exception of John the Baptist and Simeon. Yet even they did not live to see the complete fulfillment of his redemptive work. Nevertheless, they were satisfied that he cometh. We are blessed to be those who have seen the unfolding of that mystery, which was kept hid from the foundation of the world. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We have seen him who has died for sinners. He has arisen triumphant over death, and is now ascended to sit at the right hand of God, having made his enemies his footstool. We now expectantly wait, believing that indeed he cometh to gather that possession, which he has purchased with his own blood, even as he fulfills that purpose which the psalmist declared, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. Paul describes his coming in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the comfort of the saints, and the rejoicing of those who are found in him. Behold, he cometh, even so come, Lord Jesus.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.